U.S. troops and their allies in Iraq are battling insurgents on two fronts. In the Sunni Triangle west of Baghdad, Marines are facing stiff resistance from gunmen in the towns of Fallujah and Ramadi, where 12 Marines were killed yesterday. In the south, there were more clashes between Western forces and militiamen loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. American commanders have vowed to destroy Sadr's group, but Sadr supporters appear to have gained control of some towns in the south. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now from Baghdad. Philip, can you give us a sense of the scale of the fighting around Iraq today?
We're getting reports of fighting in a handful of cities, some in the south, predominantly in the south, but also for the first time in the north. The U.S. military is talking about operations going on from Baghdad to the Syrian border, so that gives you a sense of the scale of it. In the southern city of Al-Qut, it's reported that Ukrainian troops withdrew from their position after fighting, and that position was taken over by al-Sadr's militia, which planted a flag nearby and seized weapon stores, it's reported. The militia also reportedly has virtual control over Kufa, which is near Najaf, which is south of Baghdad, where they've been freely roaming the streets. And in Karbala, not far from there, they've also been clashing with Polish troops, it's said. And to the north of Baghdad in Bakuba, and this is a significant change because this is a mixed Sunni-Shiite town, it's reported that they've been fighting there with U.S. forces.
Now, the man who's at the center of this revolt among some of Iraq's Shiite Muslims, Muqtada al-Sadr, what's the latest on where he is?
It's not absolutely clear. There are reports that he's in his office in Najaf. He had been talking about holding a sit-in in a mosque in Kufa, which didn't actually happen as far as one can establish. And that office has actually issued a statement saying that Iraq will become a Vietnam-like conflict unless Washington transfers power to what Sadr calls honest Iraqis. This is a jibe aimed at the governing council, whom he describes as collaborators. You'll recall that he demanded yesterday the release of Iraqi prisoners and also a U.S. troop withdrawal from residential areas. And although this wasn't directly addressed today by the U.S. military, U.S. General Mark Kimmett responded rather dismissively. He said that if Sadr wants calm, he should hand himself in and face this charge alleging the murder of a rival cleric. And he also vowed that the U.S. military would destroy Sadr's militia if they continue with this violence.
Let's turn to Fallujah now, to the west of Baghdad. Reports today that U.S. Marines attacked a compound of a mosque there. What do you know about that?
These reports are extremely contradictory at this stage. We have one report saying that as many as 40 people have been killed, and a reporter has allegedly seen cars ferrying the dead from the mosque. We have another one talking of 25 dead, and we also have a statement from the U.S. military, and that statement says that they did indeed bomb a mosque compound, but that this was to breach a wall located several hundred yards away from the actual mosque. They say that they'd been fired upon from that area with RPGs, that's rocket-propelled grenades, and small arms for much of the day, and that only one insurgent was killed in the attack and no civilian casualties. So this is, at this stage, a very, very unclear picture.
Philip Reeves, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.